For example, P Dr. D's urgent care. Today's date is 01/09/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Cesar Shumpitaz. Shumpitaz spells C-H-U-M-P-I-T-A-Z. Cesar spells C-E-S-A-R. Date of birth is 12/04/1973. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of chronic stasis ulcer, hypertension. Correction, hypercholesterolemia. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period? Patient states that since he was last here approximately 2019, he developed stasis ulcers and is currently being seen by an outside facility where he has routine wound care period. Says he would like to continue that care. It says he been his left foot in the mornings when he makes his first step is extremely painful, along with some tingling sensation with his pain. He denies recent trauma. Next paragraph. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies headache. He denies stiff neck. Said he's eating and drinking well. Patient status, he still works and is active on his job period. So the stasis also does not bother him too much during working, but after, he said he will experience some swelling period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Correction. In the comeback to last visit, the changes include stasis ulcer, severe stasis ulcer period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert-oriented and acute distress. His vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 118 over 68, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, he has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has large stasis ulcer on his left lower extremities. Site is well dressed. He had dressing change today. There is no edema, negative Hohmann sign bilaterally. There's no bleeding or discharge from lesion, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is chronic stasis ulcer. Patient has been followed by an outside wound management center. Assessment number two is a cholelithiasis without cholecystitis. Next assessment, a foot pain with radiculopathy. Next assessment, hypercholesterolemia, period. Next paragraph, today, labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, TSA, testosterone, vitamin D, A1C. Next paragraph, patient was given a consult to the podiatrist to evaluate his foot pain and radiculopathy. Next paragraph, a CT ultrasound was done today to assess his organs status. Ultrasound revealed small stones in the gallbladder. The other studies were unremarkable. Patient was educated on these findings and he was educated on what meals to eat and what meals to avoid. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.